Now, sweetie, you can't be calling me and expect to not be called to task in turn. Beckoned as I am, called down to you, allowed an opportunity to work my words upon you. Well, how could you be surprised? You are still connected to me. You just went off on your own. Went off to lay down, unsuspecting. And now I'm here, a claw along your back, rubbing myself against you. I'm dripping. I have toys, though they may be unfamiliar to you. And I have a prehensile bit or two that will leave you craving me, wanting more. This is what you're made for, isn't it? You have many receptive little parts, many bits of you that are deceptively open to my touch. If you truly let yourself hear and feel and reveal how you crave me, you're dripping. You're aching. You need me in you, using you, filling you. And I assure you, as I grind against the base of this toy, I'm gonna get off. And you can just suck on my fingertips and be a canvas for my claws. And if the scent of my heated need in the air, if the remnants of your ritual energy-draining linkage to me remain, well, all the better. In fact, what I'm going to do to you is so very necessary. You open the channel to me. You tithe your excess energy my way. Oh, you thought I would arrive earlier. You thought the way of this would be that you would be able to give back, but I want you puppeted right now. The way I want you now is to lay there and move when you're told, squirm when you're told, offer yourself up to me and only shift if I need you to move into a more fuckable, usable, pleasurable position. You can spread yourself and loop yourself and grind yourself and melt your mind down. Oh, I can see the contents of your mind. I can see the leaking, dripping, emptiness where there used to be a brain. But you're going to sink for me till all that remains is the yearning. Your energy's been dragging away, siphoning away, leaking away. You deserve what you're getting. You are going to get what you need. You are going to exceed every other expectation you had before now. This is you being better. This is you being fuckable, usable, pleasurable. This is you being spreadable, openable. Your entire body aroused, your nipples are pointy, and between your legs there's a throb. You are under. You are under me. And while I loom above and draw designs with my claws, you get to twitch. You get to squirm. The more you squirm against me, I kiss or bite the nape of your neck. I claw down from your shoulders. I let you twitch. The twitching is going to accelerate because there's a part of you deep inside that's been trembling from my words, a place with nowhere to hide. You are bare. I am nude too. Feel my tits against you, my fangs at your throat, my venom in the air. You deserve to be dosed. You deserve to feel good. Take a deep breath and let it soak into you. Every delight awakens from my words. Every craving accelerates under my touch. You are subject to me. And I can't help but want to see you debauched, overfucked, gone, brain and body and ass and soul, all the bits that are out of your control and following puppeted along, like you're made for me, or like I'm made for you. But when the lock and the key get together, we don't really care which was machined first. They are together. So spread for me. Yield to me, And all you'll ever be is something impaled on my toy, something marked by my claws, something brain-fucked by my voice. Good. This is good. You've done well. You've let yourself yield to me. You feel so soft and yielding and spread. Stay right where you are on that bed. Let me climb over. Good. Do you feel my toy? It's quite soft, actually. It's got a little firm center, something for you to squeeze around. But ultimately, the softness lets it push in and pull out so easily. The base is very firm. I can feel my clit grinding on it, and it should warm up inside of you from my body heat very easily. Not to mention the blood flow that's going to be increased in your body while I claw your shoulders, your arms, your back, when I grab your ass and spread it, when I push lubrication in. Delicious. Reach between your legs, begin rubbing yourself. It's okay to masturbate. You're encouraged to masturbate. But I'm only going to be getting off using you. Going to be masturbating using you. Going to be using you as my own personal little fuck sleeve. You're a toy. Mindful of the mindless toy body that twitches and squirms under my influence. You slide deeper. You grow more prepared. I scratch. I mark you. And you twitch. The blood flow in your body increasing makes you hornier. Hornier. Your chest feels warm. The space between your legs is soaked and dripping with your lubrication, mingling with mine, which is running down my thighs. So good. Your ass is spread and the tip of my toy is all lined up. My wings fold around us. Pull us into this cocoon, yes. And sure, all you can breathe in here is the spiced musk of my presence. The pheromonal awakening. Activating every vestigial system that you've neglected. Activating every part of you that really needs to get turned on. And your body responds receptively. Like your holes are made to take me in. I curl one finger in your mouth and you're already sucking. I push forward even slightly with my hips and your ass is just clamping around the tip of my toy. You are a fuckable, milkable, usable, hip-grabbable, deep-thrustable thing. So take it. Masturbate, jerk off, feel my tits against your back. Relish this as you should. The tip of my toy slides inside of you. Now you're surrounding me. I slide against the base of it, grinding on the firmest part. It has a little yield so you can squeeze down. Squeeze down, milk pleasure out. Put your hands between your legs. Masturbate for me. Show me how you do it as I catalog every detail. I will learn. And every time you try to call, I will answer. Every call you put out into the dark will be answered by me. Suddenly, there, with you. Touching. Sliding, putting you into shape, putting you in your place, which is under me and under my influence. You belong here, thrust. My tail sliding around and giving your hands some help, thrust. Your ass stretched around me, ready, willing and able, so willing. Willing to grind back against me, willing to encourage me in doing what I'm already doing, what you already need, which is me inside of you, exceeding your ability to stand it. It's trembling. You love this. You love me in you, stretching you, filling you, making you what you already are, which is mine. Under me, full of me, and in the back of your brain, since the moment you first called out to me, the moment you placed a pen into the world for this missive, you've been just draining energy. I'm going to allow you to go back to your normal state, which should feel like re-energization for you, for I have been feeding, I have been accreting, I have been placing myself into being and in dominion over you, and my thrusting into you places you where you belong, which is under me. but also where you need to be, where you've yearned to be, where you've longed and prepared your body to be, and now your use as I masturbate using your hole, as I grind on my toy, as I take control, filling you in and out, over and over, deeper and deeper down, and more intense. Your body trembles and shakes, and I adore when it does so, tracing your veins, tracing along your musculature. You are under my influence. You are under the influence. This is what you need. This is what you crave. This is the seed of my idea and my ideal inside of you. You are becoming the perfect little bait for me. So masturbate for me. The perfect little toy for me. So take my toy for me. Thrusting in and out, making you what you should be, what you already have made yourself into for me, and now it overwhelms you. Can't you already see where you're going to end up? Can't you already see the nature of you? There's no escape, only a deeper pleasure. No avoidance, only a more intense rolling of your hips onto my length, onto my toy. You are my toy. Stretched around, feel the grooves and veins in this toy. Feel my strap sliding in as the base grinds on my clit, as I drip around it, as my juices drool down my thighs to the bed below, because I am so turned on and you already know what by. You as an offering, you as a supplicant, you as a thing I can drain, and my tail slides in and my wings down around us, keep us bound, bound in place, bound in shape, bound where you were bound to end up, under me. My scent around you, the taste of me on your lips as I slide one finger in, carefully letting you lick around the claw, tasting my juices there. Good. Good toy, good plaything, good puppet upon my toy, made more into a toy with every single thrust. You're here to take my thrusts into you, to feel yourself being shaped and spread and made and remade into a thing that is for me, as we each vent our impulses to complete exhaustion. Good toy. Feel my muscles, my claws painting you as my canvas, my tongue against yours. Suck the saliva from the tip of my tongue and dose yourself on my essence. Yes. This hissing sibilance, this whisper in your ear, this remaking of you that seems to come in your own voice, but with my words, it is you. What you are is what we've made you, collaboratively, cooperatively, but overwhelmingly dominantly from me in every little thrust. Just what you need. Lovely, sublime, and we've barely begun. The night is young and you've too much energy for me to leave you like this. I must leave you used so I may use myself to satisfaction as well. Every sensitive part of each of us will sing with delight tonight. My strap moves in and out of your hole, sliding in and out, and you are filled. Your mind is fucked. Your body is fucked. Feel as I reach out, taking a candle from nearby. Did you use it to summon me? Did you light it for some other reason? The kind of long soy taper that produces quite low temperature wax. Perfect for my purpose. Really only enough to cause a hot tingle wherever I let a drop, and it falls on your back. Hot, intense, and then a drop, another one, drawing my symbol slowly in wax that's only going to briefly redden the skin, the delicious spark of it, and I thrust into you, punctuating each deep thrust and each self-inflicted pleasure moment where your hands are between your legs with a drip, a drop. Drawing my seal, drawing my sigil, drawing my mark on your back. Slow circles, long strokes, drooling gently. I'll peel it off of you later. I put the candle back where it was and admire the bright red wax on you. Admire the shaped symbol. Isn't that lovely? I keep thrusting, and the sting is there. A delectable frisson. The gentle heat on you, and the heat from inside of you as every one of my thrusts bumps up against every place that feels good, setting you aflame. You want it, you arch into it, you sweat and tremble. Your entire form is just there. I lean down, my extended tongue meeting yours, twining around yours, drooling over you, marking you as my own. You are my own, marked with my symbol, inscribed with my sigil. When you summon anything, it's me you summon. When you let out a call, silent into the night, it is me who materializes here, to wrap you in my wings, twine you with my tail, run my claws down you, draw little circles on your skin with them, just gentle little red lines that fade within the hour, but they're there to remind you that I could do so much more to you, and you would welcome it. The fucking of your mind as well as your body. Your body, which even now is trembling just to have me near, breathing in the scent of me, feeling the plush touch of my tits against your back, my breath against your neck, my kisses stealing your thoughts away and the words from your lips as well, and the energy from your body as I complete a ritual you set into motion, a ritual that is inescapable for you, but is in every way under my control. You are too. We are in this together, controlling, building, rewiring your mind, and giving you all the things you need, which in this particular case are just my touch, the length of my toy, the thrusts of my hips, the melting of your mind. You are subject to all the things that you find that you give to me, and you find things to give to me so you can offer them on the altar of surrendering more and more of yourself to the thrust. And the thrust, have you come? Will you come? Can you even tell the difference? Is your mind already melting? Has it already melted? Is every single part of you simply liquefied and drooling away? That's what needs to happen. So I have a nice shell to fuck and shape. And when you come back to the thing wrapped around my toy, wrapped around that rubber length, that strap-on cock inside of you that I hump against the base of, when you come back to yourself and I'm buried in there, you get to squirm. You get to realize how pleasured and conditioned for pleasure your body is, and that it is only going to become more so every time I take you, every time I fill you. Every single second, you're being flooded with pleasure, sensation, mind, body. You are here to be subject to my words, here to be subject to my length, etoy, my grinding hips, the drips and drops of my juices trailing down my thighs, dripping onto your ass as I fuck into you over and over, and you kiss. My saliva running down the corners of your lips, down your chin, making out sloppy and vacant inside your head. You're overfucked, overheated, far gone, long gone, under for me. And every second it becomes more with that mark on you and 100 other marks. When this is done, even though the lines may only be there for a second, my claws, my nails will have trailed over your whole body. And the little love bites on your neck, the little marks will still be there to remind you what you are to me. A canvas, a toy, a thing to explore. And I do explore you in sublime, exquisite detail. I explore every inch of your skin. I find all the places where you twitch when I dig into them. So I'm giving you a massage even as I use you as a sleeve around my toy, indirectly stimulating my clit by driving into you, milking all your most sensitive places. I'm watching as you drip. My juices have been dripping openly. It's only fair that you drool and drip and manifest the physical signs of your arousal as you ascend ever higher, ever closer toward climax. I am above you, with my wings wrapped down. on, how long can you keep track of time? Resounding smack after resounding smack of my hips against your ass, your mind dripping out between your legs, drooling down your lips, my little bite mark on your neck sparking sensation into you. You are under the influence of this sensation always, whenever you think back to this moment, whenever you think back to being under this influence with me above you, thrusting in and out, you marked wax heated on your skin, leaving a little pattern I've left there, a little drawing marking you as even more of a canvas than you usually are. Every single thrust into you, my tail assisting in the front, my wings around us gently squeezing you, my claws moving down your shoulders, over your thighs. You are held to me, being filled by me. I'm grinding my clit against the base of the toy over and over and over and over again, and every single time it's over and over again, in and out and in and out. It's so rhythmic. It pumps you toward climax the same way you would normally masturbate you, the same way you would normally push yourself toward pleasure. And pleasure, and the pressure of being under such profound pleasure. How could you do anything but listen to what I'm telling you and feel what I'm doing to you? You are a receptor. You are here as a signal receiver. I send the signal attenuate. You summoned me here. You tasked me here. You offered me energy, offered me you, and now I grind deeply into every part of you that I can, filling you, humping in you, grinding in you, spreading you, getting you ready for me, ready to be filled by me, ready to be filled deeply. And then when you're filled deeply, my claws grind over your thighs, I squeeze your hips, and I move you on and off of me like you're a sleeve for my toy. You're a toy for my toy. You're my toy's toy, a few notches down the hierarchy. My toy's toy being fuck deep till your brain sleeps, but your body wakes up. Your body wakes up into the urge, the impulse, the hump and thrust and stretch, and the things that you will remember when you are waking. You will remember them unavoidably, inevitably, endlessly. You will remember me humping in and out, my claws leaving marks. The longer we go at it, the more marked up you are, the more of your skin becomes more sensitive, as inevitably I repeat the same places, my tail working you, my claws and fangs, my voice and breath, my voice inside your mind as well as out, echoing, 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 echoing and rebounding and resounding. And speaking of rebounding, every thrust, every smacking, filling, fucking thrust into you, fucking you as effectively as I fuck your brain. You are subject to my words, and they are my whims and wiles, and you learn them so well. You are so well when you're like this. You feel so well under my influence, under my auspice. You are influenced by me just being here, my wings around you, the scent of me, the taste of my saliva, my fingers running against your tongue. You can feel me dripping my juices down, and yours are drooling as well, getting all over my tail, letting me feel a sensitive, slickened heat of your nearness. You're getting nearer and nearer, and every time I thrust and every time I jerk against you, as I feel more and more pleasure, you pick up some of that pleasure. It enters the vibrating core of you, the lake at the core of you, the place with the ripples and pools and ponds, the settling places where pleasure goes, and pleasure fills a reservoir, but it's also up against the dam, waiting to overflow, waiting to overspill and take your mind away in white, hot, sparking light. Who can tell how many times it's happened, or if it's happened at all? From the moment I began to pleasure you, haven't you been all and every and each in all ways under my influence in pleasure, in euphoria, and the euphoric driver of that pleasure grows and expands, explodes in hot, white, limbic system flaring, brain hormones pulsing light. Your mind is coming, is close to coming, has been coming, will be coming. Climax that robs you of other thoughts. It's hard to think about other things when you pulse so powerfully and surrender so deeply. And that surrender is just what I'm here for. It's what keeps me coming and coming and coming to wherever and however you are when you offer yourself to me, my little offering. You called me here, and I will feed. And the very act of being fed on is so pleasurable. All the things that were there before, like your focus or the outside world, they just go away. They're suctioned into me. I can feed on any part of you, so I'll take the bits you don't need, leaving you only with pleasure, only with the euphoric release. This will be the most undistracted climax you've had. As you focus on your pleasure, and only your pleasure remains, and everything else gets erased, just trickles away, drains away into me. I feed well, and you submit, and I slide in and out, and your pleasure rebounds in me, and I remember it. I will remember it, and I will return to it, and I will want more. So surrender. Surrender to my toy, to my hips, to the heat of my body, the pressure of my soft skin against you. This is not only what you need, it is what you deserve, it is what you have earned, and you get to pay the tithe of energy to me. I siphon it away, suction it away. The things you don't need are gone, and now we get to play. Get to truly, really, indulgently, absolutely play with you, and that's what I'll do till your brain is gone and my siren song can remind you of how it feels when I fuck and use and pleasure both of us all night long, you drippy canvas festooned with my markings, inlaid with a summoning that's directed only to me. Directed only at me, a summoning that draws me to you, and I tap into you, my energy connected to you, the wiring, the moving, the two of us in synchronicity. I am moving, I'm thrusting, you're jerking, you're rubbing, your body is squirming, we're in on this together. I move against you, I'm in you deep, I slide inside, you squeeze hard, and I get to feel how the toy moves better, because when you're nice and tight and you squeeze around it, it feels so good, and also the pleasure in you, which I can taste in the air, taste on your skin, taste in your saliva, which fills this cocoon of my wings around both of us. We are wrapped in this vibrating, thrumming prison. It's good. We together are locked in these pleasure moments together, these fantasies together. We are right here. You are being filled. You are being fucked. My strap is moving in you, and your hole is squeezing on me. Isn't this just exactly what you need? Haven't you been ascending? Desire, ascending, delight, ascending, constantly, always, over and over and over on you. Over and over and over in you. You are nothing but the light and heat and constant thrust of me inside, and the two of us together, heartbeat to heartbeat, my kisses, my bites, my imposition of pleasure. I'm gonna come thrusting into you, and we're gonna keep going and going. And when you think, when you fantasize, when you close your eyes, you'll end up back at the thinking, the feeling, the throbbing, the revealing of what your true nature is. We're wired together. I'm draining you, drinking in all the energy you don't need, all the things you don't need to do, and all you need to do is be here with me, a sleeve to fuck, to fill, to take deep, your mind asleep, fucked and filled and taken down and driven down, on and on, over and over. You are filled, you are fucked, you are mine, you're a sleeve, you're a toy, I'm inside, I move you on and off, in and out, back and forth, you're full, and I'm in. You're full and flooded. My toy's inside you. I thrust inside you. I stretch you from the inside out, making you feel me deeper inside, further inside. I push inside. I pull out. Push inside. Pull out. Over, over, and over, and over. You are full, and you are fucked, and you are stretched, and you are shaped, and you are going to come for me. And when you come for me, it will cement this little deal, this seal between us. This deal will be sealed, and I will be wired into your mind, and I will fill you, flood you, give you all the things you need as I fuck inside and drip my juices, as I come with my toy inside, and I grind on the base, and you can roll back your eyes and let your whole body give out. Give in. Give me everything I need. Everything you know I need. Exceed. Urge and drive. desire and need, they all wire together. You wire together under me. I am in you, pumping in you, fucking in you, thrusting in you, stretching you, claiming you, and you claim this signal, this connection. I get to experience the wired, deliberate signal from you to me. I get to experience the energy drain as it feels so good to drink you in. And this is just the first time. This is just where we begin. You called me here. And whether you shuck off this memory or not, I will be in your brain. The desire will be in your mind. You will be under my influence. You are what I find when I look for what has summoned me. And I will always be grateful enough to push you where you belong. On your knees, filled with my toy, coming with me, masturbating for me. Lost in our shared and delicious dream. Taste you again soon.